It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. As we get an update on the markets here this week at KTIC. Roy, you know, we talked about it last week, right ahead of the 4th of July Independence Holiday weekend. Independence Day can be a pivotal point, and boy, oh boy, was it ever.
Yep, it was, like I say, a classic example of what I call the drop-dead date, where you want to be out of your cash grain by the 1st of July, and I'm certainly glad I followed my own advice, and I hope a lot of other people did too, because we just sort of crashed and burned since then.
I guess the $64,000 question is, what now? You know, what are before we answer that question, let's talk about maybe why the markets reacted the way they did in the last 10 days.
Well, there are a lot of factors. The corn market, of course, didn't get as high as proportionally as soybeans, and we were talking about that before we started taping, that the soybean to corn price ratio now is running around 3.3 to 1, where normal is about 2.5 to 1. And the soybean market is sort of come down off its high horse quite a bit, but when you look at the charts on soybeans don't look as bad as they do on corn. So, you know, it's a case of, for soybeans, probably overbought condition and the market correcting for that. There's still a sort of a tight projected carryover on the soybean market, and that'll probably support it somewhere along the line here. I'm not sure where. With corn, there's a lot of concern about the demand for corn, you know, with the livestock industry down like it is, and the ethanol kind of ho-hum, you know, and my understanding, a lot of corn still in the grain bins sitting on the farmers' farms and in the elevators. So, you know, we probably have old crop corn coming to town more so than normal right now.
You made an interesting comment, too, about, and we keep going back to the USDA report that was issued a couple of weeks ago, and really combing through the details, you found some interesting details about Nebraska.
Well, you know, the corn planting in Nebraska was higher than anybody anticipated, and those acres came out of soybeans. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of scratching my head. I planted a few more beans this year than I normally do just because the price was so good, and I was trying to get a rotation back in phase with what I like to have it. And so I planted about 20% more soybeans than I normally do, but apparently there's a lot of farmers in a lot of locations in Nebraska that took the opposite side of that and planted more corn.
And we were talking about the growing conditions so far this year. I mean, they've really have been ideal, and if growers were going to put in corn, they had ample time to do it.
Absolutely. We had good planting conditions. We had a little bit of rain and then some nice weather, and, you know, back and forth like that for several weeks. And so at least here where I'm at and through most of eastern Nebraska, like a couple weeks ago, I went up to South Dakota and traveled through most of northeast Nebraska, and the corn crop is really a little ahead of where we normally see it. And so, and plus here where I'm at, we got 2 inches of rain on Wednesday, and then we got another 2 inches on the 3rd of July, so we've got enough moisture to carry us through till at least the latter part of the month.
You made a comment, and some of our marketing strategies involve options. Talk a little bit about what this retracement in the grains has meant for options.
One of the things that I use in my own marketing is to forward price the crop, corn or soybeans, either cash forward contract or futures. And this year I did it in the futures market. And when we get a crash like this, then turn around and buy call options to cover those positions. So, you know, it's only just a couple days past the first week in July, and we've got a lot of summer left. I mean, we could have any number of things happen. I mean, we could have a drought yet, or we could have too much water yet, or we could have a positive surprise in the demand. So, you know, I look at what's going on now as being an opportunity to pick up some cheap call options for maybe a dime or less a bushel on the corn, and be a little more than that on beans, of course, but that would cover any possibility of the prices going up later in the summer and getting caught on the wrong side of being oversold.
Well, I kind of asked you the question before, what now? Now that we've seen the markets come down as far as they have, and, you know, we can probably say this is the beginning of the slide into the harvest lows, you know, where do we go from here now?
Well, you're right. It probably is the beginning of the slide, or let's hope it's more towards the end of the slide into the harvest lows. But, you know, I guess the thing that I look at is, first of all, I would hope that if you had any old crop grain in the bins, you got it sold. If you didn't, then what you do is you look for a 50% retracement back to where the prices were in the early part of June and try to get that old crop sold. Now, there's no guarantee that we're going to get a rebound like that. And looking at the chart today, you'd have to say that the odds aren't very good that we'll even get that kind of a rebound. But get that old crop sold on any kind of price strength from now on. And, you know, I hear people say, well, I can put new grain on top of old grain. I'll just leave that bin half full of old corn and put new crop corn on top of it. And I say I'd rather put new money on top of old money than to put new grain on top of old grain, because at least with the money, you don't have to worry about it going out of condition. And, you know, that's certainly a concern if you mix grain from two different years, that, you know, when you take it out of the bin, it might not be very good.
How about from our new crop marketing standpoint? Do we kind of look towards the option setup now that prices are down a little bit?
Well, what you would want to do, I guess, if you're still wanting to market some new crop grain, is go ahead and sell it in the cash forward market or futures market, and if the market continues to go down, then cover that with options. You know, I guess I'm a little reserved about looking at buying put options right now, because your premium is going to take enough away from the price that it may end up being a losing deal all the way around. I mean, we got cash corn around 290 here in eastern Nebraska, and if you subtract a premium of 20 cents off of that, then you're looking at 270. And right at this point, I'm not excited about pricing corn that low. I would go ahead and forward contract it if I wanted to price something, and then if the market continues to go down, then buy your call options against that. Maybe get it done for a dime instead of 20 cents.
There are several ways producers can get information from you, right?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
Well, appreciate the information, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
It's been fun, and I'll be back in a week.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC.